Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Serwinski, and on today's program, I am joined by Perry Police Chief Eric Vaughn. This will be part one of a two-part interview. Chief, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So first, I wanted to talk about something coming up at the end of this weekend is Halloween. Beggar's Night is on Monday. What can you tell me about just Halloween safety in general?
Luckily, most of our activities happen at least downtown during the daylight hours. But of course, it does start to get dark when they go out into the neighborhood areas. So we want to make sure that the kids are with an adult or a trustworthy older child, I guess, a teenager or something like that. Need to make sure that they have costumes that they're able to see out of. Some of the masks and stuff kind of limit their visibility through them. So if there's an issue like that, make sure that they're with somebody holding hands, you know, especially when they're crossing the streets or something like that. Make sure that we're crossing at intersections during that time, especially when it starts to get dark. We don't want small children running out between cars in the middle of the block. I know they're getting excited, but try to restrain them a little bit so we can cross at the crosswalks. We have a lot of dark clothing that kids, Halloween costumes, if they can put something reflective on their costume, whether it be a reflective strip or maybe just to carry a flashlight or some type of neon glow stick or something like that, so cars can see them when they're traveling, especially across the street or down the sidewalk. Those are great things to be aware of. You know, the other thing would be make sure that you're going to residences of people you know, for the most part. If you wish to go out into the neighborhoods, if people have their lights on, generally those are the people that are giving out treats or whatever. And again, just make sure that somebody, a responsible person, is with that child. Just don't send your young ones out to venture out alone so they get lost or, you know, scared themselves.
All right. Now, as far as the people on the roads maybe driving during this time, what would you recommend for them?
Oh, absolutely. We need to be cautious of those little ones out there on the street. And just like I said, we need to be a little more watchful, maybe driving a little bit slower, being aware that those kids are out there. I mean, those are really the biggest things I can say. Don't get in a big hurry. If you are taking your kids, there's a lot of people that drive their kids from place to place. Make sure you're parking. Make sure you're giving your kids good instructions to get out on the curbside and to cross at the crosswalk, and just not to cross out, especially darting out in front of your car like that, because the car behind you may not be able to see those people.
All right. Now, out of curiosity, do you see in the past a lot of cases of vandalism? You know, you hear about TPing, egging, that sort of thing. Is that really a problem in Perry that you've seen?
You know, when it happens on occasion, usually in spurts, sometimes it starts to, the activity kind of increases around this time, but we generally don't see a huge issue, a big change from normal. We have the eggings, that those seem to be kind of sporadic throughout the year, and usually kind of go in a little bit of a spree on a weekend or something like that.
All right. Now, moving on, October is also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Now, if people are in an abusive relationship, or if they see people in an abusive relationship, what can they do to, I guess, stop that? And what can people look out for?
Well, one of the great things that they could do is obviously call us, and we can come out and try to give them some assistance to kind of break that cycle and get out of that abusive relationship. We also have resources available to us. One of the great resources that we have is crisis intervention. Crisis intervention helps victims of domestic and sexual abuse. And what they do is they're a victim advocate group that helps explain legal processes that can help domestic abuse victims, and also provide them services such as possibly like legal aid or maybe shelter services. A lot of times those are the type of things that are blocking or preventing a victim from getting away from their abuser. Not only is there that physical control or that mental control on that person, but a lot of times it's a financial issue, especially with when kids are involved in that type of thing. So crisis intervention is a great, great resource. They're a free resource. And when we go out on calls, on domestic calls, we always provide them with that information. And if people call in, even if you just have questions, feel free to call the police department and we can try to guide you and connect you with those services. They will also guide people through like trying to obtain a no contact order, which is a order through the courts to keep that abuser away from the person. So crisis intervention is one of those things we really use a lot, and they're a great resource. You can call them anytime. I can't remember the 1-800 number, but their number in Adel is 993-4095, and you can call that anytime. And I know that they have a recording if someone's not available, and they'll give you that 1-800 crisis line that's answered 24 hours. And you can call them and somebody will answer it and get services to you any time of day.
All right, great. Well, very good information for anyone experiencing that. Now, another thing coming up here this weekend, this Saturday, is another prescription drug drop-off. What can you tell me about this event?
Absolutely. We do this twice a year in conjunction with the DEA. What it is a time where people can bring their expired and unused prescriptions and over-the-counter drugs and drop them off free of charge. A lot of times people have difficulty throwing them away. We used to throw them down the toilet and flush them down. That's not what we want. We don't want those going into our water system. So this provides a free, safe way to dispose of those medications. So you just come on by Hy-Vee on Saturday. We'll be there from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. and you can just drop off any of those prescriptions. They'll get thrown into a box there. You don't have to take them out of the container or anything. You can leave the names. But once that box gets full, we'll seal it all up. The DEA then comes and picks those up from us, and they take them to an incinerator that they have, and they dispose of them. I think a lot of us have, you know, from different injuries or maybe a surgery or something, we have some medication, maybe some pain pills that are laying around. This is a great way to get rid of them so they don't become abused. We have people that unfortunately have abuse problems that will come into your house maybe, or maybe a friend, maybe a relative that will take those pills and then use them. We have problems with people selling them, or maybe just a young person that's curious, doesn't know what that medication is, and that they may get a hold of them and use them and have some ill effects from trying those out. So it's just another great way to get rid of those medications. The only thing I'd say as far as medications, we do not take syringes or inhalers. We just, the syringe for the obvious reasons, we don't want to have those, you know, anybody getting an accidental stick. You can dispose of those. The easiest way to do it is you can put those in a old, like, laundry soap containers and put them in there, put the cap on, tape the cap, and you can just dispose of them in your trash, generally. Inhalers, just because they incinerate it, the prescriptions, the old drugs, they don't want those exploding. Those will pop and cause damage to their incinerator. So
that's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Perry Police Chief Eric Vaughn. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Listen next week for part two. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.